welcome back. And our special guest is Tex Mars, one of my favorite guys, intellectually superior mind, like a steel trap. He's also a technical writer for the Air Force. He's reviewed a number of major issues, and he's developed what I call a level of spiritual bravery and technical expertise. And one of the interesting things that you've done, Tex, is many of your books contain photos. And as you say, a photo can say a thousand things, but it's pretty hard to argue with a photograph, isn't it?
Well, it really is, of course. And, you know, now we have such a selection of photos to illustrate a book. And I don't think there's really any excuse that people don't use photographs. But I enjoy using them because they really they explain and they tell a person really what's going on.
Right.
And that's what I do. And I'm going to continue to use photographs to illustrate my books.
Now, your latest book is called The Feast of the Beast. Now, you've done a number of books. In fact, one of the ones that I want to recently mention is the Amazon. And I guess maybe they have an appropriate title because one of the fish in the Amazon River that's known to eat donkeys is called piranha. And I have a feeling that if I was to rename the piranhas, I would call Bezos Piranhas. How's that?
That's okay. Yeah, that's my book. It's also a new book. I've really been on a skein here of doing books about Judaism and the world and Christianity.
Right.
And I contrast Judaism, which is a terrible religion, with Christianity, which is the true religion in the world.
Right.
And I don't say that lightly, but, you know, I don't think you ought to just gratuitously criticize another person's religion, but you need to really tell people what that religion is all about. But I did a book just recently called Holy Serpent of the Jews, and boy, did the Jews ever get upset about that one.
Well, you know,
the World Zionist Congress denounced me, the World Jewish Congress, and of course they intervened in the Amazon to get the book taken from the list. You can't even buy it through Amazon.
Now, what I find amazing to me, and this is something I've learned because I'm a medical legal expert, and I have on average usually two or three cases at any one time all over America and sometimes outside of America, but usually just in America. And what I found the most powerful thing you can use is a thing called quotation marks. If you just quote from the actual surgical record, operative report, or x-ray, or MRI scan, it's very damning. There's nothing worse than someone like me with a photographic or interphotographic memory with a report tab that's a foot thick, and the other side basically has had too many drinks the previous night and still a little hungover, and they want to cross-examine Dr. Deagle. They do not want me in court because I scare the hell out of the other side. And the reason is, well, you do the same thing with your books. You actually take quote marks from their own literature. You take photographs. You take, you know, and the fact is, I'm surprised that they would actually oppose this. I had an interesting interaction. I mentioned this probably on the show with you before, that about 25 years ago, I wanted to learn Hebrew. I wanted to learn from somebody real smart. So I had this young, in his early 30s, Jewish rabbi who just finished 8 years at a yeshiva in New York City. And I said, look, I'm going to pay you well, and I want you to teach me all the nuances about Hebrew. And he said, well, look, Deagle, because you're a Cohen descendant of Moshe, right, through the Maronite family, I said, I'm going to tell you straight up, we're wizards. We're more close to Harry Potter than we are to your idea of what Christianity is. And I said, you got to be kidding.
He told me the truth.
And I'm amazed that these rabbis and other people don't come out and say, yeah, we're all wizards and we're controlling your world and what of it? What are you going to do about it? Hey, why don't they just come out and just tell the truth? You know, if you look at the intel agencies that run the U.S. government and run every agency in the United States, if you look at the Jewish Congress that literally, if you're a new congressman or senator, you have to actually go and sign a declaration that you're going to defend the nation, the state of what's called, it's a real hell. That's what I call Israel. And Bibi Netanyahu is out of his mind. He's a CFR member. He's not even protecting the Jewish people or the Christian, primarily Arabs in Israel. He's putting them all in danger because he could care a rat's behind what happens to these people because his agenda is not to protect the state of Israel or the people there. People don't understand this, do they? And they're even putting the people in Israel in danger because for thousands of years, you know, since Yeshua's time, the Pharisees, which aren't fair, I like that Pharisees, right? They're not fair. and they've insulated themselves against the other world because whatever country they're in, the Jews, and the reason why there's been pogroms against Jews is not because they're bad people. It's because they stick together and they cover each other. They're like a mob. And they consider themselves superior and everybody else is a soulless dog, and they teach this. And when you have a people that are taught something that they're superior and everybody else is basically like an animal, and that they stick together and they kind of make deals to already cut everybody off, you create enemies. And, you know, it's not that the people themselves are genetically weird or whatever. It's just that their culture is a satanic culture. And this Babylonian religion has nothing to do with ancient Israel. Has nothing to do with Torah or the ancient prophecies or the major minor prophets. In fact, modern Judaism is just Babylonian paganism with a Jewish name on it. And that's what people should start understanding, that Talmudic Judaism has nothing to do with ancient Hebrew, Ephraimites, and Judah, and the half-tribe of Benjamin, which is the other house of Israel. It has nothing to do with it. And when you look at these things like the Talmud and the Sefiot Zaira and these other books, it's like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, these are books like you'd find in Harry Potter's library to say, how to become a master wizard. Damn it.
Oh, yes, that's true. You know, I first started off in the Christian world by writing about the New Age movement. You remember the New Age movement was really huge back in the 70s and 80s. And as I went, and they had New Age bookstores that were much more numerous than Christian bookstores. And so I went and visited some of the largest New Age occult bookstores in the world.
Right.
And I found that in all of them, they would have the Jewish Kabbalah. That was the foundation for the New Age and all of the various cults and religions. I even did a book called New Age Cults and Religions. And I said that there are well over 100 New Age cults and religions, but all of them are based in one way or another on the Kabbalah. Because it is, as you just mentioned, Dr. Bill, it is a system of magic in the occult with wizards and witchcraft and all of those things. It's interesting that Judaism itself is permeated thoroughly with the Kabbalah, with this occultism.
Right.
You really can't talk about Judaism without talking about the Kabbalah.
Well, 1,300 years in Babylon is going to rub off on you, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
So this is what I did with the Holy Serpent of the Jews and with my new book, Feast of the Beast. But what I did was I determined that I would seek the rabbis out. And so in the Holy Serpent of the Jews, I actually quote, as you mentioned, I quote all of the top rabbis going all the way back to the first centuries, to the Middle Ages, of course, to Rabbi Ben Yochiel, who supposedly, he didn't, but he is reputed to have written the Kabbalah. Up to today's top Jews, you know, Yitzhak Ginsburg and others, the rabbis, I mean.
Right.
And I ask the question, what do they say about these subjects? So I quoted them. So to tell you, you know, it's sort of like going to Christianity and going to the top 30 or 40 Christian leaders in the entire world, going back to Billy Sunday, Billy Graham,
right.
You know, Rick Warren, all of these people. But ask what do you really believe? What is, you know, to Franklin Graham and all of these people? But ask what do you believe about Christianity, about the world, about witchcraft, about occultism? And I determined what Judaism really was all about. And that's really what my book is. It's not my opinion at all. It's the opinion, I guess you might say, because they really don't have a factual basis. But it's what the Jews teach other Jews about their religion. You know, you go in a bookstore and you're a sincere student of religion. So you want to know what, let's say, Buddhism is or Islam or Christianity or Judaism is. And you expect if you get a book by some rabbi about Judaism, it's going to tell you what it's all about. But that's what I did. For example, I quote in this book the top Jewish authorities. And I said, what do you say about Judaism? So I quote them, And for this, Amazon says, you can't do that, Text Wars. We did not want people to know what Judaism is all about. We don't want to know the truth. We want the veneer.
Exactly. Now, as a counterpoint to that, we had on last week, we had Craig Gwynne, and you may know Craig. He wrote the T-West Terrorists and other books, and he did a similar review of Islam and of a lot of the apostasy within, say, the Catholic Church and Paulinism. So you have to understand that much of the public religions on Earth are plainly right in your face, various, I call it the Walmart of Satanism.
There are
various forms, including a lot of the so-called Christian cult faiths that are, you know, now they're plainly not Christian, okay? They have nothing to do with, we call the gospel. Even the word Christian, by the way, I don't like using it because Domitian invented the word Christian to mean little Christ or little anointed ones. It's believers in Yeshua called the ecclesia or the called out ones. Even the word church is pagan. People don't understand as church referred to, I think, the daughter of some kind of god back in the ancient world. So what people need to start understanding is if you're going to return to the ancient covenant that God made, one covenant, didn't say I'm going to replace the covenant, that you're dealing with a form of, and by the way, the New World Order is basically just a version of this so-called Talmudic satanic Satanism. Even Islam is kind of like a spin-off of it. And people need to understand that. And so is the current version of Roman Catholicism and this cult Society of Jesus that this current pope is. This guy, and I had a discussion, this is with Ann Morrison a week or so ago, and of course, there's been a few times where we've come into conflict or issues and I had to straighten her out. But you know, people need to understand this, okay? Whether I don't suffer fools. In fact, by the way, I can be foolish on things and I want to be corrected, okay? Mm-hmm. And if they can have grade 3, but if they can make a point, I'll learn. I'm learnable, okay? I can learn. I'm like a 3-year-old that pulls a mommy and daddy's sleeve to say, tell me why.
Yeah.
But, okay, so she says, you know, under governor of Texas back a few years ago, they passed a law that increased the distance that women had to travel from 5 to 17 miles for an abortion. And she started to say, well, it's women's rights to kill. I said, well, look, you know, I intimately know about abortion. I said, so you can't argue with me, you know, that it's not murder. And we called them the jigsaw babies. So I went through a discussion of both the research in artificial uteri, universities in Milan in the 70s, and George Washington University creating artificial uteri. They just announced today on Drudge that they're openly talking about the fact they can create artificial uteri to get preemie babies and save them. Senator Graham has stated, if with the new Supreme Court judge in the line, another one, they're going to revisit Roe versus Wade. And, of course, he said we're going to try to roll it back to the 20th week because we're only one of seven nations. I had to have a very serious come-to-Jesus talk to Ann Morrison, and she didn't get it, okay? So she's no longer going to be speaking in my program because people aren't pro-life. Now, the fact is, I can be taught, but there's some things I know that are thus saith the Lord. And one of the things I want people to know is much of the public religions on earth are plainly satanic.
That's true.
And for Jews, to save Jews, we need a, you know, if someone was like me that has, I call, spiritual titanium alloyed cacophonies, I'm going to tell the truth even if it kills me, because I'm going to do God's will before my last mitochondria loses my last oxygen molecule. And I'm going to do the truth. I'm going to do, and when I come before Jesus, he's going to say, you know what? He's going to pat me on top of the head and say, Deagle, you were a good boy. You did what I told you to do, even though it killed you, and it hurt a hell of a lot before you died. But guess what? I don't want my brothers and sisters on earth to suffer not only physical deaths, but spiritual deaths. I don't want them to be separated from the Creator, including my so-called Hebrew and even Muslim. For people don't realize that 87% of the people in Palestine that are Muslim now in the Gaza Strip are genetically ancient Hebrews, but they were put to the scimitar that if they didn't convert to Islam, they were put to death. So their distant relatives were all killed years ago. These guys that want to put little bomblets on at 3 years of age and say how mommy's going to be so proud someday they're going to be a human bomb, they were all ancient Hebrews. And then most of the population in the state of Israel are Khazarian Jews, who are actually the descendants of King Balaam and his crew that used to attack the caravan going between Damascus, Syria, and China. Now, I want you to understand this, people. It doesn't matter what your genetics are. You can be Mongolian or Japanese, whatever. God doesn't care. He cares about the genetics of your soul. This is the time of the end. And we got to start having what I call this is your come-to-Jesus talk. Yasha, I call it. It's even better to call him Yasha because it means Yah, the breath, saves. And this is for you Jews out there to realize that's why many of the Jews reject this craziness and they're just secular agnostics. Most Jews are secular agnostics because they've read the Sefiot Zaira and these Talmuds, and they go, I don't want that, man. That's crazy. So they don't just reject Judaism. They reject all religions. That's why the majority of Jews that are running to Hollywood or big business, and they're bright, they're smart people, they just say, you know, religion is nuts. So they don't want any religion, whether it's any form of Christianity or anything that gives them a relationship with Yasha, their original creator of ancient Israel, including the Jewish people. They don't want anything to do with it. I want them to come back to Yasha. I want them to come back to the ancient God that made a Torah covenant with them and the ancient peoples. I want them to realize that this is the time of the end. If we're going to survive as a civilization, they need books like yours, The Feast of the Beast, to actually know, what did God say? Why did he say it? Did he bring a new covenant? Did he allow Judaism to convert to Babylonian Talmudic Satanism? Did he allow the rise of a Jesuit satanic, the mother of harlots, of all these harlot so-called pseudo-Christian religions? Did he allow the rise of the Antichrist? I mean, high-level masonry, which, by the way, if you look at the symbology in high-level masonry, it's entirely Talmudic Judaism. You can go inside one of these temples, and every damn one of them is...
Yeah. But if Jews were to really read Jesus Christ's words, they would see exactly what he was saying. He said, you have for your religion, first of all, let's just acknowledge that Jesus quoted often the Old Testament.
Right.
Well, he believed in the prophets.
I think there's one testament. I think we call it Old and New. I don't think there was a new covenant. I just think God said, I did not come to abolish the old, I came to fulfill it.
Sure, and that's what he did. But, you know, it's interesting that Jesus said to them, they said, well, our father is Abraham, to the Pharisees. He said, no. If your father were of Abraham, if you were of Abraham, then you'd believe me.
Right.
You know, you'd believe me.
Right.
And then he said, you have for your religion, not the religion of Abraham or Isaac, right on through the lineage there, to Ezekiel, Isaiah, and so forth. You don't. That's not your religion. Your religion is the traditions of men.
Right.
It comes right from the warped minds of men. That's what he was telling them.
Which is why they elevate the writings of the rabbis above the Torah and the Bible itself.
Right.
And
if this is what even Christian pastors don't get today. Dr. Bill, they don't see what text warning is saying. By the way, Amazon did not say that my book was wrong when they banned it, Holy Serpent of the Jews. They said that they did not like the content, but they did not comment at all. They didn't tell me anything. I said, what is there about the content you don't like? Well, it was just pure silence.
Yeah, right.
Mute
yeah.
silence.
Have you heard of the term hoodwinking? You know what a hoodwink means?
Oh, yes, in the Masonic...
Now, hoodwinking is this, okay? Now, believe it or not, most people don't realize just how much my knowledge is in Masonry. I've actually ministered to 90th degree Masons.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, people say, there isn't that high. The highest a human can be is 180th degree, by the way. And they think, because I know so much, I must be one of their so-called, the other side. They call white knight Masons, that I'm actually one of them, but I'm actually doing the opposition. In other words, the devil is so clever, and his minions, they think if you're like, for example, Donald Trump is a high-level Royal Archmason, but he's a white knight. He's actually a patriot. He's actually trying to do things to help America. But you got to remember, he's a Mason. He's making Masonic signs everywhere he goes. He's making the 666 sign and the pyramid signs and everything. I mean, I don't think he can hold his hands in any position except a Masonic sign. The man is literally, he's like obsessive compulsive. I'm a Mason. I'm a white knight. I'm the guy on the boat. I've got the vest with the ancient Templar knights
mm-hmm.
charging to Jerusalem, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And they think of me like that. They think, hey, Deagle must be one of us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You know, when you didn't get a response from Amazon, they really didn't want to criticize you weren't telling the truth. They just didn't want you to say it. I learned some interesting, and I call these deagleisms. I'm actually going to put together a section on my website called, deagleisms. You know, things like, you know, scamtastic, something a scam, but it's also fantastic. Now, I believe that most people are not really stupid. I think they're actually feigning ignorance as a survival mechanism. And I give an example. It's like the young boy and girl inside their tent in Sri Lanka or some other place, and there's a Bengal tiger outside, let's say in India. And if you can smell the tiger because he smells like hell, and you can hear him growl, and you can know that he's outside, and it's recently rained, and you can smell everything. You smell the soil. You smell the stinky tiger. You figure if you pull a curtain over yourself and you hide in the corner and just breathe really gently, the tiger won't eat you. Now, the problem is, I don't think the average person is really stupid. I think they feign ignorance, and they won't even identify when they know the truth is being spoken, even if it'll release them from a bondage that actually is very deadly. So in other words, in a sense, they're not only committing intellectual suicide, they're committing physical and spiritual suicide. For example, when we have a number of Congress people that didn't realize that getting involved with pedophilia was a bad idea, did you know there's already 3,500 people through politics, with lower levels all the way up to, I think, two people in the governor's offices, and even one person that's distantly affiliated with Trump that actually had been arrested already? 3,500.
I haven't heard that. There's not a lot in the mainstream media, but
that is. You're not going to get it. Everybody Diggle's got it, because I get all kinds of contacts. For example, when you hear them all panicking over, Kim Jong-un, I had one of my contacts 2.5 months ago at CENTCOM tell me, in specific detail, ugly detail, how Kim Jong-un actually can strike New York City as of the end of March of this year, 2017, with a nuke, a type of Dong 4-8 missile, or one of these new solid fuel, missiles from Pyongyang all the way to New York City. So you need to understand that the same thing goes with you Jewish people. If you think this is a survival mechanism to protect and get Amazon, your guy on a short collar to kind of choke chain to say, hey, Bezos, don't let people read this book. To be honest with you, if you want to save the Jewish people from not only being persecuted or pogroms in America, I mean, you know, if something really bad happens in the Middle East and we blame Israel and people like Bibi Netanyahu, unfortunately, since Trump has been kissing me both cheeks of his behind, Bibi Netanyahu is getting what I call facial sprain syndrome. He's smiling so hard, him and his wife, that I think they're going to hurt their face. And to be honest with you, these people are suicidally stupid. They're doing policies that are putting Israel in danger. And I'll give you a concrete example. I had an anesthesiologist 6 months ago call me. He says, Deagle, I listen to your show every day and I'm freaked out. I said, why? He said, I'm Jewish. And I'm an American citizen. And I'm an anesthesiologist. And I just took care of a guy with ISIS. And this is in Tel Aviv at a major hospital. He said, and we're taking care of all these fighters because we're collaborating with them. I said, yeah, I know that. And he said, and I'm freaked out. And I called my parents and they said, get the hell out of there. I said, well, I would say the same thing. Get out of there. So what Bibi Netanyahu is doing, and even the Mossad are not 100% on side with Netanyahu and his crazy maniac bouncer called, you know, his co-president. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry. I didn't
have that. Yeah. I had what we call a brain whatever. So anyway, what we have is a situation where if you want to save the Hebrew and Jewish people and the Arab people and the peoples in the world, you don't want these hot spots to blow up. And the first thing to do is to get rid of what I call real lies going on or false religion. If Jesus was to say one thing, and I think this is almost like the center point of his gospel, he says, though you do it to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do it to me. What he's saying is we all have to be hyper-empaths. We have to care for each other. And he said there's two commandments, to love God with your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Among these two things hang all the commandments. Dang it. What an incredible, infinite genius Yasha was to teach us this. And what we don't understand is that we're putting in danger not only the Jewish people, but the people of Earth. Because Satan is not coming here as our buddy. He's not coming here to empower a few globalists to become trillionaires and live thousands of years and make them genetic and cybernetically enhanced, you know, demigods. He's coming here to kill us all. He's coming here to abort planet Earth to make us a dead cinder around a yellow dwarf star. And we have to understand that Satan doesn't have our best interests at heart, even these bad guys. You know, George Soros, you're not going to be happy. You know, you don't get an apartment in hell. You get the bottomless pit, buddy.
And Malkuth is not going to be there to assist you.
Yeah, you're not going to get
the Holy Serpent.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know Holy Serpent. None of that stuff's going to happen. So, you know, we're trying to tell people we care for you no matter what your skin color, your genetics, or your current level of ignorance or feigned ignorance is. We try to rescue you.
Well, right now, you know, the United States...
Just went on break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
See, I'm going to come back with my baby, and she didn't. I broke down. That was the end of it. I give that story.
Yeah.
Welcome back, and Tex. So people need to know, God takes us. I call myself a warthog for God, because believe me, I've got lots of warts. And he's put me through things. He says, though a righteous man fall seven times, yea, will I raise him up. Well, let me tell you, I don't know if I can count. It's probably a lot higher than seven times. But God's raised me up because I made a deal when he sent me back from heaven when I was 8 and a half. And I said, you know, and I remember 25 years ago, I was driving back after taking a guy who said he was going to blow his brains out with a shotgun. I'd come back from Georgia, and I ran a multi-doctor clinic by the Halifax International Airport. And I went to his home and actually rescued the gun out from him and got him to the psychiatric hospital. And as I'm coming back, God said, I'm going to show you the abyss, Deagle. I think, well, God, I got to drive back in a winter storm, bad weather, and I got 35 miles to go, and I won't make it. And he said, don't worry, you'll make it. And he showed me the abyss. And I saw all these literally individual souls falling endlessly into darkness. And if you want to call it, the spiritual agitation was the fire of hell. Hellfire is not outside, it's inside their soul. And I said, who are these? And he said, they seem to be beyond counting. He says, there are millions. And I said, who are they? He said, they are those who will go to this place of annihilation if you do not hear and do my will.
Yeah.
So I couldn't talk for a day. I tried to talk because I'm a talker. I was talking since I was 6 months of age. I tried to talk and I go, blah, 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 blah. I couldn't talk at all. I mean, I would just cry. I mean, when I came home, I couldn't talk. I mean, I couldn't even run my office at all. I was like done. And I want people to understand that I'm driven not because of ego and all this other crap, you know, because they think, well, he's really smart. No, I'm smarter than the average rock in the bucket, but God inspires me when I'm caught in a hard place, because believe me, 92% of the time, I don't know what I have to say next to try to help people. But God's always there. If I was to give one message, God's with us. And believe me, although we have the temporary security blanket of Donald Trump in there, you, for good and bad, trying to make America great again, things are pretty damn crazy. You know, Kim Jong-un going, I nuke you? Believe me, he can nuke us right now. Believe me, Russia is scrambling jets around Alaska, and they have, you know, tsunami weapons on either coast. And they don't want to engage us, but believe me, a quarter of their population thinks we're going to have nuclear war within months. People need to realize that Europe is falling apart. And the rise of Fortress Europe, which was prophesied 2,000 years ago, occurs with the Vatican literally saying things that are so satanic. And people try to defend it like Ann Morrison. Like, oh, yeah, the Pope can forgive you before you do an abortion. I think, are you kidding me? And you're joking, right? No, he can forgive. I say, you've got to be kidding. So he's forgiving people, for example, in advance if they have a test that may be positive for Zika virus, or they got a child with a birth defect like Down syndrome, nuchal thickening, or endocardial cushion defect. Oh, you can go ahead and abort them. So in places like Norway, there's not one child in the last 10 years that's born with Down syndrome. Did you know that? None. Nada.
Wow.
In Canada, when the radiologist, remember, I was one of the first doctors in the world, trained under Dr. McMillan in the mid-70s to be trained in radiology and ultrasound. One of the first on the planet, and actually the first in Canada, trained at the Imaging Center in Tempe, Arizona, on MRI. So I go to court in 1980, 37 years ago, when I'd walk in, and there were neurosurgeons, had never seen an MRI scan, and I've popped the MRI report up, because I'd send them to Tempe to get the test done, and I'd pop them up in the court, and believe me, they'd freak, because here we have neurosurgeons are operating all the time, and here's Dr. Deagle walking in, board-certified family internal medicine, certified to actually review MRI scans. And let me tell you, they'd freak out, okay? So here's Deagle. But when I'm caught in a situation with a really difficult patient or a person spiritually in extremis, because they're going to the dark place because they're going to die soon and they don't know Yasha, God, and people don't realize that the whole world is hanging by a thread. They don't know it, do they? They kind of know in their gut that things are not good, and there's the young people have no hope anymore, do they? You know, you heard Obama saying, he's going to give you hope and change. Well, now you have no hope, and all you got is change because your real money's gone.
Yes.
So now the same thing with the spiritual thing. You're trying to give them hope by telling them the truth about the Talmudic Jews and about the crazy Muslims and the apostate Christians. And people don't have any hope anymore, but you're trying to bring it to them by telling them the truth. So tell us about this book, Feast of the Beast. What are the key things you say in it that... You know, people are going to get freaked out by it, but they're going to realize, oh, that symbology looks awfully familiar. How come I see the so-called Star of David there? You know, where did that come from? Oh, that's the Star of Ashtoreth, the fertility goddess of the spring, where they sacrifice either babies or a proxy called sweetbreads to the Queen of Heaven. So if you didn't get pregnant by a lascivious sex boy other than your husband, you made a gingerbread boy or girl, and you sacrifice in the arms of Moloch or Baal. I mean, damn it. And people don't get this. It drives me nuts that they think they even have room to argue. You think you have room to argue? Damn it. You know, it makes me so mad that people think they have a right. Well, I think you don't know what you're talking about, Deagle. No, you need to listen up hard because this is no law. This is rescue season. I'm like the senior firefighter, and if you don't get out of the building, you're going to have timbers on your head.
Well, you know, the Feast of the Beast. Right away, people think, well, I made up that that term. In reality, though, if you go to Judaism, you'll find they have something called the Feast of Leviathan. And it's supposed to be a joyful time.
Right.
And all of the rabbis talk about it. It's coming when the world will be as one and the Jews will rule over it. And there'll be a great, great festival and a feast.
Right.
You know, in Christianity, we have a symbolic supper of the Lamb.
Right.
Okay, that's sort of our feast of Jesus Christ. But, you know, we picture ourselves as being in heaven, and everyone who knows Jesus Christ, that has the faith, will be there at that, you know, that symbolic, you know, I don't think we're going to be eating there, but we'll, it, it's the really the festival of the lamb. And the Jews have mimicked that and copied it. And so they have a feast of Leviathan. Now, who is Leviathan?
Ooh.
And remember, this is a very joyous event for the Jews. This is one of their great last days events. They say this is what the world is going to end up as, this feast of Leviathan. Well, who is Leviathan? Well, you can find him just by going to the book of Job. And there you'll find Leviathan, you know, described exactly. And Leviathan is a great sea beast. He is a great beast who rises up out of the sea. So again, we have this, the reason you mentioned that we have this analogy, because in Revelation 13, there's a beast that rises up out of the sea, a sea beast.
Right.
And that's what they're talking about. They call him Leviathan. Now, Leviathan is basically Satan. And it's interesting that the Jews, they glorify Leviathan. In fact, they glorify the fact that the serpent deceived Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They said we wouldn't have it any other way. They don't believe it's a bad event at all.
Oh, no.
But in Judaism, that's when the Jews began their ascent toward God, when the serpent came, and he brought godhood to man, they think.
Yeah, in other words, their idea is that literally Satan, the opposer, basically the prosecuting attorney, empowered man by knowing good and evil. Hey, you know what the basic and the only sin mankind can do?
Mm.
Hey, I got this God.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean, I got this God? Well, basically it means I don't need to pray to you, God. I don't need to consult with you or your holy books. I don't need to talk to you or consult and see if this in my spirit is correct or not to do. No. I'm so wonderful and perfect, God, I got this, God. And that's exactly the sin that Satan tells mankind. And the Jews, through their books, the Sefer Yetzirah and the Talmud, they actually rejoice in that, don't they?
Oh, they don't believe they can talk to God, and they don't talk to God. And they believe that God cannot communicate with them.
Right.
They even have, you know, different names for God than we would. They call him Ein Sof, for example.
Right.
But they believe this great deity doesn't communicate with man. He's what they call ineffable or mysterious. He doesn't communicate, but he does pass off sparks. He's like an electrical god, you know, a god of light.
Oh, really?
He passes off these sparks, and these sparks are deities or gods. So the Jews worship a number of gods and goddesses.
Oh.
They believe all of them are emanations, that's what they call them, emanations, from their great Ein Sof. You cannot.
Whoa, sounds pretty Babylonish to me.
It is Babylonish, and you cannot speak to this god. He doesn't care to hear you. You can speak to one of the emanations, though. For example, there are at least two mother goddesses. You know, there's Bina, and then there's Malkuth. You can speak to one of them, perhaps, or you can speak to the serpent, because the serpent has always been involved in Judaism. He is the Jews' companion. He is their great helper. He's the angel. They call him the angel of help. And he's their companion, and he is going to assist them in coming up out of the abyss and becoming gods. There's two worlds, you see, and he will help them to go to the upper world and become gods, so that someday all of the Jews will be resurrected and they will all become gods.
Oh my!
And then they will have a great feast of the beast, or a festival of Leviathan. And at this festival of Leviathan, what do they eat? They eat the serpent.
Oh no!
Oh yes, they consume the serpent. And in incorporating the serpent within them, you know, this is what the occult world believes is true.
Right.
They believe that when you eat, you know, let's just say a symbolic human being, then you become him. Whatever you consume, you become. So they become like the serpent. They call themselves the people of the serpent.
Whoa.
And they will eat him.
Sounds awful like Roman Catholicism, that eats literally the body and blood through transubstantiation, which is a form of spiritual cannibalism, but they're saying they're spiritual cannibals of Satan.
They're spiritual cannibals of Satan, and he is the one they will consume.
Wow.
And so they believe that literally he's actually within every Jew now. If you become a conscious Jew, that's a Jew who realizes then that he's God. Through self-realization, you realize you're a god on earth. Then you have a serpent within. It's much like the Hindus believe.
Right.
You know, they believe in the god, the chakras and all that stuff, but the great god who comes up through the spine, through the 33, levels there.
Right.
And finally gives you enlightenment or godhood.
Right.
So that's what they believe too, that is their great hope. This serpent will give them godhood, and that every conscious Jew will receive this godhood. Now, for the Gentiles, at this festival of Leviathan, that they believe will be a last day's event, they believe the Gentiles are unable to achieve this. They're inferior. They're the goyim, you know, and they're going to be given a choice. The serpent, the Jews say our Messiah is the serpent.
Wow.
Okay? That's their symbolic Messiah. Now, he will give the Gentiles a choice. The Gentile will agree to serve, to give up Christianity. You've got to renounce Jesus. And then you have to agree to give all of your wealth and all of your powers and so everything you have to the Jews. And if you will be their servant, then you will be saved. You will become a righteous person. Now, you're never going to be a god like a Jew, but you will be saved. The rest of them, the fate of the Gentile is to be destroyed.
Wow.
They will all be beheaded. And this, of course, it's amazing how close this is to Revelation
13. Well, it's also similar to Islam. You know the story of Islam, of course, I'm sure, and just for the public, is mm-hmm. that when what Islam teaches, and people think, well, they believe in Jesus too, yeah, but they believe him as a prophet, but he's not a regular prophet. He comes back as a prophet inferior to Muhammad and the hidden Mahdi, and he comes back as a Muslim. And he basically says, now I'm a Muslim, I'm Yahshua, Jesus, but if you don't convert to Islam, I have to behead you. So people don't understand this, that the Jesus that's coming back is a Muslim that's going to behead you unless you convert to Islam. People don't know this, do they? Do they know that not just some Islam, but all Muslims teach this? Do they know that? No, of course they don't. And you won't hear Muslims admit to it, just like the Jews don't want you to hear, if they're Talmudic Jews and they believe in this Bible, that this version of Talmudic Judaism in the Sefer Yetzirah and the Talmud, you don't want to hear it. Now, I have very serious concerns about Jared Kushner, for example. And the fact is that he's 36 years old. I don't know how deep he is into this because he's fairly soft-spoken. But if you're a Talmudic Jew, okay, and you're also taking $250 million loans from George Soros, who's also an agnostic. But remember now, his form of version of agnosticism is purely satanic. So when he says, I'm an agnostic, he said, we created God. This is a version of Judaism where, in a sense, they think they've created the construct of Satan. That literally Satan is a construct of the Jews. Isn't that right?
Oh, that's true, yeah. And of course, the reports that I get of Ivanka and Jared Kushner, her husband, of them going to the gravesite of Mendel Schneerson, the famous Chabad rabbi, who's dead now.
Right.
They believe he's going to be resurrected.
Uh-oh.
They believe he could be the Messiah. But, you know, Schneerson himself basically said that the Messiah will be a serpent, a snake. And, there's a rabbi now, he's taken over from Schneerson.
Right.
His name is Yitzhak Ginsburg.
Right.
They say he's the most popular rabbi. He has a Sabbath program in Israel. He's probably the most popular rabbi in the world, Yitzhak Ginsburg. And he says the same thing. He says the Messiah, the Moshiach of Israel, is the holy snake.
Ooh.
So you know...
That's what I call Paul Bunyan lie. If you want to tell a lie, it's so big it's blew the bull, right?
Exactly.
It's got to be big.
I wrote him in my book, and I guess that's one of the reasons the World Jewish Council doesn't appreciate
that. Well, there's nothing like for quotation marks, damn it. You know, what do you think you're doing?
Exactly.
Yeah, text. I mean, come on now. Are you Asperger's or just asocial? Why do you not want to be nice to them? And
right.
You're telling the truth, damn it. What's wrong with you?
You mentioned to me, Dr. Bill, and you're so right. I want to reach out to the Jews.
Yeah.
I would love them to cast this junk out, all of these
and get to know Yasha
as the traditions of men, and believe what Jesus said. That's what my goal is. But, you know, they say, well, you're a white supremacist, you're a white...
Garbage.
I have nothing to do with that stuff. I'm not a, anything like that. I've never even met...
Yeah, we're on break now. You just went to break, Tex.
Yeah,
Tex, we just went to break, but you got your words in there. I didn't interrupt you.
I don't have anything to do with that, but they'll call me, oh, you're a... white supremacist.
Oh, no, they just want to say that even... They say things about Trump. I mean, Trump's got lots of warts, okay? The guy's got... He has Trumpisms. He's narcissistic. He's always got that frown on. It's like, man, don't you have nice
drinks? Cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, and of course, how can they get your book, Tex, The Feast of the Beast? And of course, your website is powerofprophecy.com.
They can go to powerofprophecy.com, and they'll see ads for these books right there on the homepage. And I want to encourage both of these books, The Holy Serpent of the Jews. By the way, that book, about a month ago, maybe 5 weeks ago, the Amazon announced they were not going to offer it anymore because of its content.
They didn't dispute the content. They didn't write a dissertation to say, these are the 12 points why we don't agree with this book. No. It wasn't even one point.
They don't want people to know what the book is all about. But you know something? My sales on that book have tripled. They've tripled.
Well,
my website, powerofprophecy.com, and they're buying the book in droves. So I think it may have been one of the best things in the world. Because people, your audience, for example, is pretty intellectual. And they say, nobody's going to tell me what I can and can't read. I'm going to find out for myself. I'm going to discover the truth.
In fact, I tell people all the time, don't believe anything I say, but do, number one, raise questions, ask really good questions, try to seek the truth, whatever portion of truth, I mean, you're not going to necessarily be at my point or Texas point, but whatever portion of truth you discover, take action on it. And whether it's read the book, get out of Talmudic Judaism, talk to your so-called Roman Catholic friends that believe in transubstantiation and all the other foolishness that's patently, behold Babylon, the great mother of harlots and abominations on the earth. And by the way, when we talk to people such as Jonathan Gray, and he shows the clear evidence that the Roman Catholic Church were directly involved with helping to support and foster and get set up the Muslims to take out the Ethiopian and the other Christians that were in opposition to the Roman Christianity. People need to know that. They need to know that the first wife of Muhammad was a Roman Catholic. They need to know this. They need to know that we're not talking about Syrian Catholic, we're talking Roman Catholic.
So absolutely.
We want people to understand that Roman Catholicism, which goes back to Constantine, and I get a kick out of people who say, well, he was a Christian. No, they say he had a deathbed confession. I was thinking, deathbed confession doesn't mean squat when you go to hell.
Well, we hope he is.
If you don't live for Yasha, God saves, you don't die in his bosom, okay? So forget it. That's not going to happen. That's why I get a kick out of people. Heaven starts today when you do God's will. Hell only becomes evident when the body drops away. How's that?
That's pretty profound.
Another Deagleism, Hell becomes evident when the body drops away. When my body drops away and the body's gone, I have already been in heaven for decades serving and doing God's will, period.
That is a great mystery that people, I wish people would hear what you just said, Dr. Bill, because once you accept Jesus Christ and he comes into your heart, you are translated into the kingdom of God immediately.
You are immediately literally living in eternity. You're already become an eternal being. You don't need to go to heaven. If you aren't there already when you're living for God, you don't go there when you're dead.
That's true. So many people ask me, they say, the kingdom of God is out there.
Nah.
When we die, we're going to go to the kingdom of God.
Yeah, right.
But listen, that's the great mystery. Wherever Jesus is, there is the kingdom.
Yeah, well, guess what? His spirit and our soul, when it fuses and we become a true believer and we're washed, we are in eternity. We don't need to go there.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're living so victoriously as a Christian.
There you go. God bless us. Everyone, as little Tiny Tim says. God blesses everyone.
That's right. And
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.